Okay, welcome back. The Namibia Civil Aviation, together with the Namibia Airports Company, will be co-sponsors for this year's Enterprise Conference and Games, with the conference set to take place in Walvis Bay and Swakopmund with the theme Public Enterprises, Energizing Growth, Compete, Partner, and Excel. On the line, I am now joined by Agustinus Mbatera, the chairperson of the organizing committee. Mr. Agustinus, how are you doing this morning?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yes, thank you. So we would just like to briefly discuss this conference. So let's start with the big event, of course. The Public Enterprise CEO Forum is scheduled for July in Walvis Bay. Can you tell us more about the purpose and objectives of this year's gathering?
Yes, that's correct. The Public Enterprise Forum is turning 10 years this year.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it will be hosted by the Erongo region.
Okay.
In particular, that is Walvis Bay and Swakopmund. So Walvis Bay will then host the AGM for all the CEOs of the public enterprises, as well as Swakopmund will then host their games for the forum, because there is the arm leg of it, which is the games that takes place during that week. It is going to be a whole week. The forum, like the AGM, will start from Wednesday, that is Tuesday night, and moving to Wednesday, the whole day. And then the games will start on Thursday to Saturday.
Okay, perfect. And so the NCAA and the NAC are the co-sponsors of this year's awards and the Public Enterprise Sports Day. How will this forum be different from the one of previous years, excuse me?
Yeah, indeed. If you look at it at the moment, the forum itself has grown. There have been a number of public enterprises that has been introduced, as you may be aware. So over the years, there were enterprises that were participating.
Mm-hmm.
Some were participating only on the AGM, which is a very crucial part of the forum as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of them did not take part in the games. So like as for this year, and we are grateful to Namibia Civil Aviation Authority as well as the Namibia Airports Company. They are the co-sponsors for this year. And we know what they do. So they fly. So
yeah.
That is part of the special part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things that are being lined up that will go in line with what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And hence is also the reason for the choice of the area, because Walvis Bay and Erongo region has the airports.
Yeah.
And they also have offices there. There are good things that are lined up that will come through from our sponsors. And looking at the two sponsors also, previously we had, like for last year, we had NamWater as well as the RFA that sponsored. Not much in terms of sponsorship that will be different, but the act or things that will happen this year is more different, because this year it's actually the forum is celebrating the 10th year anniversary. There are a lot of good things lined up that will be happening.
Most definitely, most definitely. And so this forum has always been a platform to drive corporate governance. What are some of the key issues or resolutions expected to emerge from this year's engagement?
You see, the forum has actually grown. If you look at it, this is where an area actually that is created. It's a platform where the public enterprises, CEOs, MDs, and directors get to meet to discuss issues or common issues that affect them, their operations.
Yes.
Also, their issues that affect the governance of the public enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
Issues that affect the government. Mind you, this is the government itself, because these are public enterprises that are owned by the state.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever happens, whatever they do, affect the state or the government of the country as a whole. So when these people meet, or when the CEOs, the MDs, and the managing directors meet, they discuss all those issues that affect us all as a country. So hence, this year, for instance, the forum has even extended an invitation to the head of state, who will be one of the key address, key member that will address the forum.
Okay.
Yes, to discuss some of those issues that affect our country in terms, if you look at it, the likes of Namibia Airports Company, of course, what is affecting our airports company in the country, the name power, the likes of name power, the name water, the water and electricity in the country. Mm-hmm. All those issues are discussed at the forum. Mm-hmm. And from the side of the games, it also helps us to merge as members or representatives from those different public enterprises, forge friendship and relationship, work together, learn from each other, see what other public enterprises are doing and learn from one another.
Very interesting, very interesting.
Yes.
How would you describe the current state of state-owned enterprises in the country and the manner in which they are run?
Of course, remember that the public enterprises are run by the Act.
Okay.
And the forum itself is part of the Section 21. Which is a non-profit organization registered as such.
Mm-hmm.
And if we look at how the state-owned enterprises are run now, with that guideline that we have, actually at the moment in Namibia, we are one of the lucky ones.
Mm-hmm.
You hardly find a lot of politics that get too much into the operations of these public enterprises. Although here and there, one or two companies, you hear the news or the information being leaked or it's being run or there is an interference from the politicians, but not as in Namibia. I think we are very lucky in that line.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, we could also perch on that and say we are being run properly.
Okay.
Yes.
So past forums have been held. What positive effects have they brought to corporate governance in the country, in your view, from the past forums?
Yes, over the years, remember we, if I can just tap a bit, like, after the COVID.
Yeah.
And, I remember COVID ended in 2021, then the forum get back again into actions like from 2021, 2022.
Mm-hmm.
2022, we hosted it in Luderitz, Rospina and Oranjemund. 2023, we were in Rietfontein, and last year, we were in Oshakati. So over those years, you could see there have been an impact. There have been changes. There have been a lot of ideas that were shared among the CEOs. And if you look at certain things now that is happening, for instance, that I cannot touch on, like operations right now, as we speak, most of the resolution that comes there, like that of having tables where public enterprise brings their tables of information at the games. We always invite those public enterprises. They bring their tables and the information sharing table.
Mm-hmm.
They discuss what their operations are. They do share information there. They do even assist others that we could, for instance, like NAMRA and NWR last year.
Yeah.
They were able to assist people and tell the people how do they own NAMRA, what is the importance of them getting with their number accounts up to date. I think if you could look at all those areas, there have been change in how we do our things and also learning from other public enterprises and how they do their things on things that we can also apply in our working environment.
How would you say the forum ensures that these discussions are translated into tangible improvements across these public enterprises?
There is an emphasis that we have put in place where when we meet at these games and at the forum,
mm-hmm.
let it be not just a meeting where we go sit, have a drink, or enjoy the games. We come back and we work separately.
Yeah.
There is an encouragement that the same way we do get to these games, we go to the AGM and the forum where we discuss matters. We should still put this into practice and come back to our offices, still pick up a phone, if you have stuck with something, if you want to know about something, still come back to your office, pick up your phone, make that call, and find out on what is happening to the other public enterprise. I think that we have been encouraging over the years, not only at the forum, but also even on our WhatsApp groups where we share this knowledge or ideas. We also encourage participants to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So following the meeting, the sports games will be from the 25th to the 27th, I believe, of July.
Yes.
How do these games combine to the goals of the forum beyond what is happening in the boardroom?
Yes, I remember, like I said at the beginning, that the in the boardroom or the AGM will be on the 23rd, that is on 23rd of July. The games will start on the 24th to the 26th.
Okay.
So basically, we look at it that we also wait for the CEOs to finish the AGM.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day they come and join the sport. I think at the sport, if you have been one of those that have showed up or attended our sport events, there is cohesion, there is teamwork, there is togetherness, there are fun, there is fun. I think everything happens there. So you hardly find those high emotions at our games. You could see that there is that sense of camaraderie. And teams are just working together.
Yeah.
We forge friendship at a level that you could even struggle to identify a company if they are not maybe having that moment to go and eat or play a game. Because they tend to mix up, they tend to work together, they tend to share information, they tend to work as a whole group of the public enterprises. I think in that line it helps a lot.
Okay, yeah, very... very interesting.
Awesome.
What has the participation been like in the previous years, and what are you expecting in terms of participation-wise this year?
In both areas, that is both the AGM and the games, this year actually we have broken the record.
Broken the record, you said?
In terms of participation.
Mm-hmm.
We remember we have close to over 80 public enterprises in Namibia.
Yeah.
And of that, the AGM, almost all of them are attending. And in terms of the sport, over the years, the maximum we have had was like 39 public enterprises that attend the games.
Okay.
And this year we have so far that have indicated, and we still have been counting because there are those that have been coming back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
But as we speak now, we are standing at 52 public enterprises.
Oh, wow.
And on average, if you look at the previous attendance, on average, you find that this public enterprise bring about 50 to 70 people per public enterprise.
Okay.
So we are looking at the number of 4,000 to 5,000 participants that will be coming in Erongo region for these games.
Well, that's a much bigger number than I expected.
It's a very big number. It's a very big number.
Now let's move now on to the commercial impact. The past events have had a strong economic spin-offs for the host towns. How is the forum ensuring that entrepreneurs in Walvis Bay now specifically also benefit from the gathering?
Yes, indeed, you see, and that is what we have been doing over the years. And if you look back, even when we sent out the interest in terms of the catering, service providers, security, toilets, cleaning, vendors, it is part of what we have encouraged. It is within the letters that we send out, that the preference is always given to the locals, to the people where we are going to host the games and the forum. So, and of course, this year is not different. The terms of reference that we send out and the invitation that we send out for the interest in those line items, such as the service provision, is also exclusively, mostly preferable is for the Erongo region. So starting with the vendors, we have already sent out interest to the vendors that should come and sell out. We have sent out interest to the service providers in lines like the catering, the cleaning services, the security services, all those. We are also, we did receive mostly the Erongo region suppliers. So with that alone, it tells you that the Erongo region, in particular Valfes and Swakop, where we are going to operate, they will definitely benefit from that economically. And look, the number that I've just mentioned, of 4,000 to 5,000, these are mainly people who are directly participating in the games, because how we do get this number, because when teams confirm, we ask them to also provide the list of participants. But remember that these people, in actual fact, the number of people that will be there is more than that. Because you will find some people who will take a friend or two. You find some people who will take probably a family member that can stay nearby them. So the number is very big. And all these people are going to invade all the businesses in that area.
Of course.
So they are going to, you know, Swakop and the Erongo region will definitely massively benefit from that big number of people that we are bringing. Not only to the vendors, but also to the shops and everything in general. Even the activities that will be happening there, those entertainment activity will also benefit from the number of people that we are taking to that area. So Erongo region indeed will massively benefit economically.
Yeah, no, that's great to hear, especially for the, the people of Erongo.
Precisely.
So, lastly, how can CEOs of public enterprises confirm their attendance, and is there any support being given to ensure maximum participation?
Yes, indeed. We are very excited and happy to know, and also to have that idea that most of our CEOs are really, really very supportive with the idea. And, of course, looking at this year is the 10th anniversary. You do not want to be a CEO and then you show up there in, say, for instance, you are a non-power managing director. You show up there in your suit. They call you up, greet you, and you have no group of people supporting you.
Yeah.
So hence is the reason most of the CEOs have actually encouraged participants to their companies, employees. So we are expecting, like, every CEO out there have already sent that message. I think that message was discussed already at the high level. So I'm sure even now we expect that all the CEO, that message have reached the workers or the participants that will be coming in number.
Okay.
Indeed.
Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
And we look forward to the conference.
Yes, definitely we will be there, and hoping that definitely the Namibian and Desert FM will be there to give us some highlights to our audience. Yeah.
This is yes, they'll be there, but this is Eagle FM.
Oh, Eagle FM.
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Yes.
Indeed, but I think Eagle FM were very helpful last time out in Oshakati. I think we worked with you guys. I hope this time around, I don't know, you have, but you have an office there, do you?
In Ondangwa?
In Erongo.
In Erongo, no.
No, in Ondangwa, we worked with your office directly. I'm sure even this time around, we can still work with you.
Yeah, we will work things out.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
Well, okay, bye.
All right. Yes, there was some insight about the Public Enterprise Conference coming up. And on the other side of this, the Suzuma team will be back in their seats. We will be right back.